This is a dictation for Dow Jones Sims. D like Detroit, A, J like Japan, H-I-O-N. D-A-J, H-I-O-N. Last name Sims, S-I-M-S. Date of birth is 11-17-1991. Date of accident is 12-26-2021. Date of service is 12-28-2021. History of presenting illness is as follows. Mr. DeJohn Sims, D-A-J-H-I-O-N, Sims was injured on 12-22-2021 in an automobile accident. And he alleges that all the symptoms are as a result of which. The patient reports that his chief complaints are severe pain in the mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the left leg and pain in the left ankle and foot as well as into the right neck area, along with headaches. History of automobile accident on 12-28-2021 at around 11:30 p.m. Patient was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Chevy Trailblazer. It was being driven by his friend Harthel Purtin, H-A-R-T-H-E-L-L-P-U-R-T-I-N. The accident occurred in Puritan and Schaefer in the West Detroit. And patient reported that traveling on Puritan, they were rear-ended at a stop sign. The other driver did not stop on time, and they believed it was a 80-mile-an-hour impact, although the car was not totaled. The impact caused the patient to hit the knees into the seat and the dashboard in front, and he hit his head into the headrest, leading to a neck whiplash. Sorry, I think he was not a front seat passenger. He marked it wrong. He was sitting in the rear seat, I believe. Anyway, the airbags were not deployed. The patient was not wearing seatbelt. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes, and it was not a hit-and-run accident. Patient arrived. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient was taken by ambulance to the hospital. Sinai Grace Hospital. History of presenting patients having pain in the head, which is located in the front part of the head, along with this patient has a severe, moderately severe, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and it is off and on, and it is sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura, and the additional symptom of TBI are dizziness, vertigo, and loss of memory, confusion. Patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, seizures, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any nausea, vomiting, denies any vision problem, or any incontinence of the urine, bowel, or ED. In addition, patient is suffering from pain in the right side of the neck, mid-back, lower back, and pain is shooting down to the left leg posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. It's a sharp pain and come and go around 6. There is a pain in the left ankle around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. These pains are present several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp cramping, aching, and heavy. The pain ranges from 6 to 8. And the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, or walking, and improved by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and walking. So far, the patient has had only access at the hospital, and there is associated numbness, tingling of the left leg. but patient denies any bladder, bowel incontinence or muscle weakness. Patient has a moderate difficulty in walking and he walks with a limp. He can barely walk up to 10 minutes for half a block. He can only sit for an hour and stand for 10 to 15 minutes due to the pain in the legs and numbness and tingling of the left leg. He suffers from severe anxiety but denies any PTSD, panic or depression. No sudden anesthesia is reported. Sleep is affected, but usually he can sleep up to 8 hours. And no suicidal thought, homicidal thought are reported. History of the ADLs that are being affected is doing yard work 6, home chores and doing laundry is 5. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, patient reports in positive history in respiratory disease, asthma, shortness of breath, and sleep apnea. And in the musculoskeleton, positive for arthritis of the ankle. Past surgical history is positive for a surgery of left ankle with metal plate screws at Sinai Grace Hospital by orthopedic department in 2015. Allergies are none. Family history is positive for mother is alive and father is deceased due to diabetes type 1. And siblings are 3 sisters and 2 brothers. They're all okay. Relationship status, patient is single, married. Patient is single, lives alone, and he has got 2 daughters and 2 boys. Employment status, patient never worked in his life. He just came out of prison on December 6 while he was fleeing the police. He is unemployed currently. Disability history, none. Legal history, patient has Apple Warm as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not use alcohol, or does not abuse recreational drugs. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 146/98, heart rate is 96, respiratory rate is 17, temperature 98.8, height is 6 feet and 2 inches, the weight is 300. 30-year-old African-American male of a very good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There's no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, holonychia. And he is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a little limp, slowly, but without any adaptive devices. In the skin, please mention there is a scar in the left side of the neck, 3-inch long for a gunshot wound. Other than that, rest of the physical examination of the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. And musculature examination is normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is present in L4, L5, and bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45 and rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. The hyperextension was not found painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, the Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative, passive scapular approximation test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive on the left side at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Becker test negative. Cap test is positive. Brudzinski sign is negative. Free leg joint reveals more tenderness on the left side than the right. However, both the joints are found tender and they are reproducing the pain. standing flexion test was positive, ele compression test was positive, distraction test is negative, fever test is positive bilaterally, masculine test is positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities. Please use the template. All the extremities are normal except for the left ankle and foot. The examination of the left ankle reveals the previous scar and previous evidence of surgery of 2015. However, there is no normal range of motion, no fractures or dislocation, no swelling or bleeding, laceration, and no other findings are noticed. No crepitus, range of motions are normal. Diagnosis. General, V8 9.2 XFT. R26.89 and CNS R51, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. For the right ankle and foot, left ankle and foot will be M25.572. Lumbar spine diagnosis M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, M46.1, and S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan will be from template, including first paragraph. Physical therapy has been ordered at patient's choice place, to focus on both the sacroiliac joint in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as ankle and foot. Three times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKenzie back program. The disability has been signed for housework replacement and transportation only. Patient is currently not working, so the work issue doesn't apply. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60% are provided for help with the anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Aloe vera 50 mg at night to relieve GAD disorder, help in sleep, depression, and fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in the pain relief. The Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets are provided for help with the headache relief. Ultram 50, the narcotic analgesics, yes. Ultram 50 mg every 1 to 2 every 6 hour, 90 tablets are provided to help with the pain, as well as help in the life functions and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, to relieve the PTSD, panic disorders. Fitness club, yes. Preview of the available MRI and other imaging records. No records are available at the time of visit. And interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered, released. Investigations. A MRI for the lumbar sacral spine is ordered without contrast to identify DMEs. The patient has been provided with the back brace to help with the recovery and healing and style, as well as the tense unit. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.